Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Meir Ratzi Yichyu, and is based in the Torah of Moshe Rabbi Yaakov Agadol of the Man Zatzal. Shir Hashirim beperek Chet pasuk Yud Gimel. Ketuv Hayoshevet Baganim Chavrim Makshivim LeKolecha Shmi'ini. You that dwell in the gardens, your companions listen to your voice. Let me hear it. Barach domi ud melecha letzvi ol ofer ayalim al harei besamim. Make haste, my beloved, and be like a gazelle or a young deer upon the mountains of spices. Elu ha-psukim. Rashi mefaresh mazeh yoshevet baganim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu omer leknesset Yisrael. At hanefotza bagola, roe baganim shel acherim. ויושבת בבתי כנסיות ובבתי מדרשות, חברים מקשיבים לקולך. מלאכי השרת, חברייך, בני אלוהים, דוגמתך, מקשיבים ובאים לשמוע קולך בבתי כנסיות. So those who sit in the gardens, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Knesset Israel, that you are spread out in the exile, and you are grazing in the gardens of others, and you sit in the shuls, in the batei medrash, and your friends are listening to your voice. These are the angels, the administering angels, who are your friends. They're chaverim makshivim lekolech. They are angelic like you. They're coming and listening to your voice in the shuls. Hashmi'ini, make it heard. Ve'achakach yakdishu hem, she'ne'amar baran yachad koch ve'boker el Yisrael, ve'achakach ve'ariu kol b'nei elokim. In other words, first you do your singing, and then the angels will do their singing. And proof is what it says in the Pasuk. In Eov, Baran Yachat Kochvei Boker, when the morning stars sang together, Ve'ariu Kol B'nei Elokim, and all the sons of God, the angels, shouted for joy. So first we sing, Chazal learned, first we sing, and then the angels sing. That's Rashi. So we have to understand why Dafka here, the Jewish people are called the friends of the Malachim. And how does that relate to the fact that the Jewish people are scattered in the Gullus, and they are grazing in the fields of others, in the gardens of others? We also have to understand the Shaychus of this Inyan to the fact that the Jewish people first are sanctify the name of God, and then the angels sanctify the name of God. So how does this all tie in together? Right there. And the pasuk barach domi dodi domelecha udemelecha letzvi, that my beloved, make haste and be like a gazelle or a young deer upon the mountain of spices. So it says in the Targum, "Bahishaito yemrun sabi kinishta di Yisrael arok lecha rechimi maria alma me'ar hado misovo v'sishrei shchintoch b'shmei moroimo." At that time, the elders of the Jewish people will say, "Run away, my beloved. From this earth, the master of the world from this earth, and be mashri your shechina b'shmei meroma." But he shaita at that time, Yemrum sabe kinishta di Yisrael, the elders of the Jewish people will say, "Arok lecha, run away, rechimi, my beloved, mari da alma, master of the world, from this world, misava, which is so filthy, and be mashri your shechina above high." You have to understand Lashon of bricha klapei maila, telling Kadosh Baruch Hu to run away. What does that mean? Then the pasuk concludes, "Dmei lecha letzvi ala ofra elin ala rebi samin." It says in the Targum that it's tzvi, a deer, when it's sleeping, one eye is open, and Knesset Yisrael is asking the Jewish people. And Knesset Yisrael is asking Kadosh Baruch Hu that he should be like a tzvi, and he should watch over us. So we have Barach Dodi Udmelech HaLetzvi. The Targum says, go away from this world, God, run away from this world, and Mimashri Yishchin Abav. And Rashi, it says in the Targum that the Tzvi has one eye that's open, and Knesset Yisrael is asking Kodesh Baruch Hu that he should leave his eye open, like be like a deer, and watch over us. Ofra Ayalim B'shu Barach U'mistakel La'achorav. What is this Ofer Ayalim? This gazelle. What is this gazelle? So when it runs away, it looks back. So to the Jewish people, daven that b'shas brichasa, when he's running away, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should look at our tzaros and our sigufim and our suffering and redeem us, bring us to Yerushalayim, and the Kohanim will be makdir the Ketores. That's what it means. Melech Letzvi. What's Letzvi? The dear God, keep an eye open. O lo ofrei alim, or this gazelle. What's pshat with the gazelle? The gazelle is looking back. In other words, God, look at us. Al harei b'samim, redeem us. Redeem us so we can be on the mountains of the good smell. And we can bring us to Yerushalayim. We mak to the Ketores. So what is these hagdorois of Tzvi and ofrei alim have to do dafka with the harei b'samim? As nerakach. כתוב בנפש חיים בשער א' בפרק ג' באריכות שמעשיהם של ראשי ישראל מחלישים כביכול את הכוחות של מעלה. כמו שנאמר, צור ילדך תשי. The deeds of the evil people weaken כביכול the כוחות של השם. We have power to empower Hashem kiviyachol and to weaken Hashem kiviyachol. That's what the Jewish people are able to do. Tzur yeladcha teshi. The rack that gave birth to you became weak when we don't do mitzvahs. When we do mitzvahs, when we learn Torah, we give koach to Hashem kiviyachol. That's why it's amazing that we're learning this Torah together. We're empowering Hashem kiviyachol. Obviously Hashem doesn't need us, but that's the rule that he made in this world, that he's going to be more active if we learn daven, the mitzvahs. Tnu oz lelokim, we give Hashem strength. Az lefi ze nimtza, shema shemaasei averot gormim li'ikuv ha'geula, ulemniyat hashrat hashchina, u'mishnei ta'amim. The fact that our maisa averis cause a ikuv in the geula, and a holding back of the Hashras HaShechina is for two reasons. Number one, the Etzem Maisa Averus cause a Richuk Ben Yisrael Avim Shebashamayim, and there's no room for Geula and Kirbas Hashem. That's number one. The Maisa Averus cause this distance between us and God. And number two, through these Maisim, the Koach HaTov is Nechlash. And there's no koach. Hashem doesn't have the koach. So again, we saw Tzur yeladcha teshi, that the rock that gave birth to you is becoming weakened. When we weaken God when we don't do what we're supposed to do. And in addition, when we do averus, the mitzvah averus causes a richuk, it causes a distance between us and Hashem. until we see in the Nefesh HaChayim. Obviously, sins cause a rechok between us and God, and they also kibiyachol weaken him in his relationship to us. And that's what stops the geula. So now we can explain what the psukim mean. The pasuk starts, Ayoshev es baganim. Sitting in the gardens, now the Jewish people are scattered among the umos, and we are grazing in the gardens of the goyim. So this is a lesson of yeshiva. It's mashma. This is our kviyus. We're not living there, but derech haroi. And the ganim are the places that are supposed to benefit from, enjoy. And when the Jewish people are sitting in the ganim shel umos, but derech bekviyus, hare bechrech notzar al yedei zeh richuk. מהקדוש ברוך הוא ואי רצון לגאולה שהם שקועים בהנאות עולם הזה וכן בהכרח נוצר על ידי זה חולשה בהשפעת ההטבה מלמעלה. The ganim are these places of pleasure. We're sitting in these places of pleasure. And when we're in these places of pleasure of the goyim bekviyus, so this creates a richuk from Hashem. That we're shkuim banos olam hazeh. And Mimela is also achulsha, a weakening of Hashem's power. And that the pasuk says, chaverim makshivim lekoylech hashmini. Shegam b'matzav zeh shel yesh yechidim Yisrael, asher makdishim et shmo yitbarach. Even in this matzav, there are yechidim among the Jewish people that are makdish God's name. And through them, there's a shefa of tova that comes to the world. And they're called chaverim milashon chibur. Shemalachei mala mechubarim hem liyisrael shelamata. Umakablim hashpa'a v'koach mehem. So we're connected to these angels. And we're makabel hashpa, we receive bounty from them. So therefore, only after we say kadosh, the malachim can be makadish Hashem, like we saw in Rashi. That's the pasuk hashmini, hashmini. Through the shmi of their call, through hearing their call, there's a pu'ul of barach dodi v'dom alecha letzvi. The next pasuk about Hashem looking at us and redeeming us. So again, Ayoshev etz baganim, we're sitting in the ganim of Umat Ha'olam. We're enjoying their stadiums, their pleasures, their parks, their Disney worlds and Disneylands and Orlando's and all these places. And we enjoy the Umat Ha'olam. We enjoy the Super Bowl. And that it says, Chaverim makshivim lekolech. But there is a chibur between the Malachi Mala and the Jews. And they're mashpian us. When we do the right thing, there's a hashpav, and then they can impact us in a positive way. And therefore, first we say kadosh, and then they say kadosh. Like Rashi says, Baran Yachad Koch Veboker, Pasuk and Eob, like we saw before. By Riu Kol B'nei Elokim. Val Derech Zu Yitparesh Gam Mashkatu. And then weiter, in the next Pasuk. Barach Dodmid of Dod Melech Al Tzvi, that God's going to look at us and redeem us like a deer, like a gazelle. Val Derech Zu Yitparesh Mashkatu Bagmara. Bava Batra Ein Hei. שהחברים מקשיבים הם תלמידי חכמים. ראינו שאף על פי שכללות העם יושבת בגנים. So, חברים מקשיבים are the תלמידי חכמים, that even though generally the people are sitting in the gardens, but because of the חברים מקשיבים לכולך, we זוכת to the ברך, דודי ודמי לך לצבי על אופר איילים. the geula. And the dimyon of the dote, of the beloved, to the tzvi and the ofra ayalim, to the deer and to the gazelle, corresponds to the two pegamim, the two blemishes that are caused by sin. Corresponding to the tashas hakoach, that when we sin, God is weakened. So the pasuk says that even though in such a matzav, our beloved should run away, he doesn't have koach to save us. Nevertheless, domelech al tzvi, even when he's sleeping and he doesn't have koach, still he has an akudas koach. And he never completely sleeps. That's what we saw before, that a tzvi, even when it's sleeping and has one eye open. So we're saying, yeah, we're God kiviyachol, you have to sleep because we're putting you to sleep because of our maisim. But still, our request is that you be like a tzvi, you keep one eye open, you keep watching us. That's Klape the Tashas HaKoyach, that even though you're weak, you should still watch us. And then there's the Richuk that's caused by the sins. Knesset Yisrael says, you should be like an Ofra Ayolim. That even though you're far away, you're always looking back. Even though we distance ourselves from you through sin, you should always be looking at us positively. And then B'tzeiruf, these two inyanim, Kadosh Baruch Hu will redeem us. Medrash Rabbah here it says, B'shal shim w'tzoi l'mochlim b'shoytzim menatzim, B'shal choy shukadosh Baruch Hu l'achvim olam v'torach nesim v'ledes sen gorev y'omer z'ruvon shalom ad sh'tam abit v'elu abota b'yisrael abit abite b'yisrael amcha sh'mavarach m'shabchim shumcha agodol v'toyro v'zmiru s'shvachuis. So Medrash Rabbah here says that when the w'tzoi l'am are eating, drinking, they're blaspheming God. At that time, God says, I'm going to destroy the world. And the Torah goes in, and it's Melamit Sanegoria, to defense of the Jewish people. It says, Levron Shalom, don't look at the Goyim, look at the Jews. They're praising you, they're davening to you, they're blessing you. But the Jewish people are blessed in the name of God. They give Koch Lamala, Lekaimet HaOlam. So that's what's going on over here. That's what the Bamedra says over here. That's what we're doing. We give Koch to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kiviyachu. Because of our good side. Nefesh HaChaim says that we say Baruch Atah, it's not praising God, not blessing God. We're saying Tosefetz V'Ribui. We're asking that there should be a Ribui Koach in the Olam Etzel Yonim. There should be an extra power in the higher worlds. And that's what Medrash says, that since the Jewish people are blessing God's name, God's not going to destroy the world. חברים מקשיבים לקולך, השמיעיני. The angels listen to our voice, and then they're going to sanctify God, and then they're going to bless God. First, Baran Yachad Koch Veboker, first the stars of the morning, that's the Jews, and then Vayriu Kol B'nei Elohim, then the angels. And that's chutz of all these blessings, Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't destroy the world. And with that, we can explain the pasuk at the Tehillim. 78:65. It says that God wakes up. Like he was sleeping. And like a strong person who's recovering from his wine. What's this kefil enyan? God getting up from the sleep, God getting up from the wine. So based on what we explain, we can say as follows: that this is veikas yoshin Hashem is keneged, that when the Jewish people sin, so the Kadosh Baruch Hu was weakened kiviyachol, and that it is veikas yoshin Hashem. That even when it's yoshin chas v'shalom, it's not a shenik mura, like we see by the tzvi that there's always one eye open. And besides that, kigivur is surrounded by yai, and the shikur doesn't attach his karech. He just doesn't have das. He's like a distant. He's not with us b'chla. So Kadosh Baruch Hu kiviyachol is not with us. So that's Kihiru Surah, that's Kineged Adimyan of the Dod L'Ofra Ayalim. Right? That the Ofra Ayalim is distant, but he's always connected. Kadosh Baruch Hu was distant because of our sins, but always connected. And the other one is the Tzvi, that the eyes open even though he's sleeping. Vayikatz Kiyashin Hashem. V'alzener al-Faresh, a מזה נראה לפרש כוונת הכתובים. Earlier on, כל דודי, הנה זה בא מדלג על הערים, מקפץ על הגבות, עומד דודי לצפי לאופר עלין, הנה זה עומד אחר כתלנו. משגיח מן החלונות, מציץ מן החרקים. The sound of my beloved, it's coming, it's jumping over the mountains, valleys, skipping over the valleys. My beloved is like a dove, like a deer, like a gazelle, standing out behind the wall, looking through from the windows, peeking through the cracks. So this is talking about Gulas Mitzrayim, like we see in Rashi, Sotun Metashrab, Rabban and Ami Kol Dodoni, Zeh Moshe. שאל שבא ואמר לי שואל, בחודש זה אתם נגלם, אמרו לו, היכן הוא נגלם, ולא כל מצרים, אלא אמיתי נפס, אבל דזור שלנו. אמרו להוב הוא חופץ בגולוסם, אינו עם אבית בעבוד דזור שלכם. אלא מדלג על ההורם ומקפץ על הגבויס. אין הורם בגבויס אלא עבוד דזור. הקדוש ברוך הוא wants to redeem you, אל קיקנישט, he doesn't look at your עבוד דזור. He's מדלג על ההורם, he's מקפץ על הגבויס. Meaning the Avodah Zarah. Forgets about it. He doesn't look at the Avodah Zarah. He wants to redeem you. So that's how we're redeemed. Even though all Mitzrayim is Malei Mitinofis Avodah Zarah Shalan, all Mitzrayim is filled with the filth of Avodah Zarah. And they said, no. Kadosh Baruch Hu is... Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to redeem you. He's not going to look at your Avodah Zarah. So based on what we explained, the Pesukim can be understood beautifully. The sins of the Jewish people, the two things that stop the Gula, the very distance that's created because of the sins, and the weakness, Tashas Koch HaShol Ma'ala, that's created. And these two Mechshalas are like a Har and a Giva. A Har is a Mechshal Shiv Shalavol B'Derech HaTeva. How do you get to the other side of the mountain? So a har is much higher. A har is high. So how do you get to the other side? That's what it says. Mitaleg al harim. Kadosh Baruch Hu has to skip. So that shows that even though we're far away from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, but he still skips to redeem us. Skips over the mountains. Skips over them. The daleg, like to skip over. Not skipping like little girls skip. But to sort of jump over them. And then there's mikapetza like votes. That's jumping, that's less, that's a givaz, a valley. It's not such a michshal. You need its koach to get by, that's tashas hakoach. The har is the richuk. That symbolizes the distance, hard to get over the mountain, so too we have a distance from Hashem. And he'll be medalig al harim, he'll skip over that. And then mekapetz al gvos. We'll jump over the valleys, k'neged his tashas hakoach. But even though there's a weakness, but he'll still jump over the valleys. Without tashas koach. And the Pasuk explains how this can be. That even though the Jewish people are sinning, Hashem is still going to redeem us. And that is because Doma the Dogdi le Tzvi. Tzvi, when he's sleeping, one of his eyes is open. There's no Tashas HaKoach. And through that, Mekapit HaLekvos. And then Doma le Tzvi Gam Dodi Gam Lofer Ayolim. He's always looking back. And there's not a Nitu Gamor, and therefore Kadosh Baruch Hu Dalek Al Harim. And the Pasuk says, Hine ze omer acha kasleinu. Even though it looks like there's a richuk between, there's a distance between God and the Jewish people, it's not a complete richuk. He's behind the wall, he's looking through the cracks. What does it mean, looking through the cracks? One eye is always open. And he's not completely distant. Omer acha kasleinu. He's behind the wall. So again, can I get those two things? He's not completely distant because he's Omer Acha Katzleinu, and he's not, He's not completely weak because even though he's sort of sleeping, but still, he's Mashgiach Menach HaRakim. Metzitz Menach HaRakim, he's peeking through the cracks. But even though there's a little bit of weakness there because the Jewish people are sinning, but still, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to watch us. So we see the beautiful Mahalach, the two things that distance us from Hashem. And Hashem won't pay any attention to that. That's the inyan of Arok Lecha Rechimi that we saw at the beginning. God has to run away because we distance Him. We distance HaKadosh Baruch Hu with our sins. So He goes away. And yet, even though he goes away and there's a distance, and even though it looks like he's sleeping, but still, you're like a tzvi and you're like an ofer ayalim. You're still going to keep one eye open, and you're still going to look back. So despite the richuk, you're going to be connected. Despite the weakness, you're going to be connected. And redeem us, and we will make you victorious. Knew there's so much more to say, so it's a shame. Hopefully, we'll revisit these psukim. I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.